Weiter in Shastri and Chulon Daf Pei. Begin a bond. I ain't to some of these, but a bond of Pei's last line. Vikivad de Lura, Bun, Mesapik, Lura, Beleza, Mesapik. Since the Chacham are in the Suffolk, whether we are worried about the Zerah Ha'av, that is, do we care about the father animal's Zerah or not? And Rabbi Eliezer also is specific about this. But my plea, then what exactly are they arguing over in each one of the cases that we brought up on yesterday's Adaf? Beep, turn the page. Pei Amud Aleph. And for the Gemara, Biseh, Vafila Mitzaseh, they're arguing over a Seh. It includes even a Mitzaseh, a partial Seh. Rabbanan Savi Seh, Vafila Mitzaseh, the Rabbanan, they say a Seh includes even a part Seh. And Rabbi Lezer Savar Seh, Vafila Mitzaseh, it's a Seh, excludes a partial Seh. Okay, now, Amar of Papa, Hilkach, therefore, Le'ingen ki soyadam matanos, and when you're dealing with the Yevkar, covering the blood, Emanus Kahuna, lo mishkachas ela b'tzviya b'olat yosha. You won't find these discussions except for a case of a koi that comes from a male deer that was with a female goat, right? And the Bein Rabbanan, the Bein Rabbi Eliezer, according to both them, sapke lehu, I choshesh in the zera averlo, we're choshesh, whether we're supak, whether they're choshesh for the zera av or not. And, do we consider it to be part deer, part set, or not, or we do not consider ourselves with the father zera, considering it entirely a set, like its mother, v'kemifugi b'set v'afilimix a set. And the Chacham Rabbi Eliezer are arguing whether the term seh includes even a part seh or not. Le'inyan osa v'yaspeno mishkachas lan, reference the idea of osa v'yaspeno, it can be found to apply bein b'tayash ha'ba'al tzviya, bein b'tzviya ha'ba'al tiyasha. Either way. B'tayash haba ala tzviya ulisura, in reference to a koi that comes from a male goat that was with a female deer, where it can be considered a seh only paternally, the machlokas applies to the issue of whether one is usher in the first place to shecht it and its offspring, osav espeno, it and its offspring the same day. Darbanan savri del machoshen zerav, maybe you're a choshesh for the zerav, maybe we do care about the Zerav. Seven filo mix of seh aminan, and furthermore, the chamol that we say that seh includes even a part seh, since a hybrid might be considered part seh because of its father, it's possibly falls in the category of osav yaspinel. The usher, and therefore it's going to be usher because of suffix, the shech the koi, and its offspring in the same day. Rabbi Eliezer, Savi yields nahi nami the choshen Zerav. Okay, even if we are choshen Zerav, it would still only be a half seh. Seh, I feel a mix of seh lomina, because we don't say I feel a mix of seh, and therefore osav yaspinel does not apply with this guy. Amazing. Since he really holds that a part seh is excluded from the usher, he matches outright the shechit of a koi and its offspring in the same day. Bitzviya ba ala tiyasha ulamalkus, and in reference to a koi that comes from a male deer that's with a female goat, where it's considered a seh from the mama. Machlokas is talking about the issue of whether malchus are gotten by when a shech is osav yaspeno on the same day. But on Sabbath they say, "Nehi nami the choshen zera'af." Even if we are choshen zera'af, and that koi is therefore considered a part deer because of its father, and only part seh because of its mama, it doesn't matter because seh feel mix of seh aminon. We say even if it's a mix of seh, that's how it applies. The osav yaspeno applies to koi. Well, look, only get Malchus for Rabbi Eliezer Sarver. He says, Seh does not include the mix of Seh. He holds Isur, Ika, Malchus, Leka. There's an Isur, there's no Malchus. If someone does do it. Isur, Ika, because Doma Inchoshen Zerav, and we're not Choshen Zerav. Pai Sema Ayuh, and therefore this is a full on Seh, like it's Mama, and therefore Osir Espino applies. Therefore you can't do the Chachila. Malchus, Leka, you don't get, because Doma Choshen Zerav. We said I feel a mix of sad law, meaning we don't say, and therefore we can't give you Malchus. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Koi Beria Bifnei Atzmuhi. This koi is its own independent creature, not one that comes from this crossbreeding. Um, v'lo ichriya ichriu ba chachamim im bim behemayu he im chayi. The chachamim, they couldn't determine whether it's a behema or a chaya. Rabbi Nachman Omar. Rabbi Nachman says that no, this kai is a de el habar. It's considered a wild ram. Kitanoi, this is machlokes tanoim. Kai ze el habar v'yishamim ze habar. I mean a taisham and a tzviya. It's a product of this goat and a deer. Rabbi Yossi Omar kai brir v'fshei atzvahi, that it's considered its own berry. It's its own new type of creation. V'lo ichriya ba chachamim im min chaya im min behema. They couldn't figure out which one it was. Shimon Gamliel Omer. Shimon Gamliel says, "Min behema, it's a behema. V'shal beis dushai hayu megadlan behem adarim adarim, and the people of those of Dushai would raise many herds of them." Amar Bizer, Amar of Safa, Amar of Amnuna. Hani izi divala k'sheres l'gavim mizbech. There's a type of animal that's called forest goats. They're allowed to be brought on the Mizbech. Savar la ki ha da amar Rav Yitzchak eser behemos man hakasa v'sulo. Rav Hamnuna agrees with Rav Yitzchak, who said that the pasuk counted for us 10 species of kosher animals and no more than that. V'hani, Rav Hamnuna, says about these forest goats, we know that they're kosher because they're split hoofs and they chew their cud. And since the pasuk does not list them among the kosher chayas, we learn from here that they're a type of goat, so they can be brought on the mizbeach. Maskifla of Acha bar Yaakov. It came and he asked the following question: Ve'ema ayelot zvi prat. Why don't we say that when it says the words Ayelut Tzvi, this is a prat, kol behema klal, that's a klal, prat to klal, and the general then is that a prat klal, not a klal mosif ala prat, that the general is in addition to the specified one. Ikatuva, so maybe there are many other species of animals that are not listed in the pasuk, but are kosher. So the forest goat can be an independent species of chai and unfit from being brought on the Mizbeach. Says Im Kain, Kohani Prat Elamin, why don't we need all the specifications that are found in the Pasuk? Okay, so even though Yitzchak's principle that there's no more than 10 kosher species has been shown to be true, from Nuna's Mashmos, that the forest goat must be part of the goat family, come ask a kash on that. Maskaflor of Acha Barida of Ika, Vidilma Mina Da'ako Ninu. Maybe these forest goats are actually species which are known as Ako, which the pasuk brings within all the chayos, and Amar Lei, Acha b'Rida Rava, the Ravashi, v'Amar Lei of Acha b'Rida Rav Avia the Ravashi, Dilma Mina Dito O Mina Dezeminu. Maybe these forest goats are a species called To, or those of Zamer, different ones which are also listed amongst the chayos. Amalei Rav Chanan Ravashi Amimar Shari Tarbayu. Amimar Matur is a chelev of these forest goats to be eaten. So we see clearly saying that their chayas are not behemoths. Because we know the chelev of a chaya is kosher. Boy minei Abba Barei de Rav Minyamin Barchia Mirav Huna Barchia Hani Ize de Bala. These forest goats, Mahu Lagabi Mizbeach. What's the din about the Mizbeach? Now we know Rav Nuna said about this, it can be brought. So he comes to ask like this. Amar Lei says back, Ad Kan Lo Pligir of Yossi Rabbanon Elabashar Bar. They're only arguing about the wild ox. If Yossi Rabbanon argued whether a certain type of animal is a behema or a chaya. They only heard about the wild ox, but not about the forest goats. Right, the only word about that, that's the name. We learned in the Mishnah Kilayim, Shor Habar Min Behemahu. Yossi Omar, Min Chaya, it's a chaya. Tabar and Savri, Mitargaminan Torbala. Since Unclus calls them a Torbala, the forest ox, Minad de Behemahu. We know that it's a behema, like a regular ox. Yossi Savar, Mid the chashiv lei b'had the chayas, since it's brought among the chayas, Mina de Chaya, we learn that actually it's a Chaya. It's only in this, according to this, Rav Yossi and the Chamim argue. Valhandi, but the forest goats, everyone agrees that it's a goat. Therefore, they're to be brought on the Mizbeach. Maskefla of Acha Bered Ravika. It came in the Rav Acha Bered Ravika. Asakashin, this Fidelma Mina de Akoninu. Maybe the forest goats are the species called Ako, which the Pasuk calls a Chaya. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Videlma Mina de Ta'o, Mina de Zemininu. Maybe they're from either the Toa or Zemer, which are, again, Zemer, which are Chayas. Amalei Rav Chanan, Rav Ashi, Amimar Shari Tarbayu, Amimar Matar Dechelev of the forest goats to be eaten. So we see clearly that they're Chayas. Beautiful. Let's look to the next part of the Mishnah. Kitzad Shochet. How so? If an animal, Osav Yaspinu, or Shechted, on the same day, Ketzad Shochet is Osov Yasbino, and then we went through the list of, I believe it was 12 cases, bunch of different cases. I think it was 12 different cases. Anyway, so now we say like this, Summer of Oshaya, Kula Masnis said, look, Rabbi Shimon, our entire Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Shimon, my, from what do I say that from? Because with the Gantani, because the Mishnah says that if an animal that's Osov Yasbino, Shechted one day, Kacha Bachutz, then Arishon Chayev Karis, and let's say both are Kachem, they're Shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The first one is going to be Chayev Karis, who Shneim Sul, and both of them are going to be Pasul. Because anything that's Shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be no good. For no, Shneim Sul, and both of them are going to get Malkus. The first one, because, first one is Chayev Karis, because Shchut Echotz. The second one, though, is not Chayev Karis, because since it's Aser to Shechted, an animal, Osav Espino, and one of them had already been shechted, the second was unfit to be brought that day. Now, let's break it down. Shamin and Leather of Shimon, we say that of Shimon, the Amr says, Shechita Shiru Lo Shema Shechita. A Shechita is not fit, it's not able to make it a kosher, it's not considered Shechita. Beep, turn the page, pay him base. Kama Miktal Katle. So, according to Shimon, the first animal of Kachem that was shechted outside of the Azara was killed without Shechita, because it wasn't Ru'uya. Shani Miskabel Bifnimho, the second animal, which is, you know, either the parent or the child of the first one, can be brought as a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash on that day. So why does the Mishnah say Malkus only the second Shochet? It's not considered Mechusizman since it's Shechita is Mutter. Karis Dami L'chayev. Let him also be Chayev Karis for shechting a valid carbon outside of Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, this part of the Mishnah doesn't work with Rabbi Shimon. Chulim Bifnim, not only that, but the Mishnah says that if the animal and its offspring, Osav Yasbino, are both Chulim, they're shechted inside the Azara, Shneim Psul, both of them are going to be possible because Chulim shechted in the Azara are Osav Yasbino. Hashini, Osav Yasbino, the second one is going to get Malkus because of Osav Yasbino, Namichti. Shemini Le Rabbi Shimon, Damer Shechita, Shere Ru'i Yilosh Mashechita, it's not considered Shechita. Meaning that it that doesn't render the animal fit for to be eating is not considered shechita. Kama miktal katli. So the first animal of chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara was killed without shechita. Shani, myself, examine. Why should you get malchus? According to Rishon, there's no shechita, and then, therefore there's no problem with Osav Yasbino. So with that clear, there's no other Rishon. Kachim bifneim, and not only that, but the Mishnah also speaks of the case that if the animal and the Osav Yasbino are both kachim and both shechted inside the Azara, Harishon kasher upat. The first one is going to be kasher, and it's not going to be chayiv. Everything was done. But Shani, so because everybody will possibly get malchus, and it's going to be possible because of Osav Yasbino. But Mechti, Shamini, later, Rabbi Shimon, Damer, Shechit, Shein, Ruya, Losh, Mashchit, Nakaz, Shechita, Shechit, Kachem, Nami, Shechita, Shein, Ruya, He. The shechting of kachim also is always considered a shechita she'ina ru'uya. They come to Luzarik Dam, Mishtar Bivasa, because if the dam wasn't thrown yet, so then the bus is not going to be mutter. She'ini, myself, get a bribe, impossible. With the second one, why would you get malchus for such a thing? And his animal no good. Must be again. This also doesn't work there, Shimon. Elishvami, no, to look at Rabbi Shimon. It must be that this is not going in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Says Gemara, Pshita b'achiyisa, the case, obviously said this is the case. Why did Rabbi Shai have to tell us all this? Shechitas kachim in Shechile. No, neither for the case of Shechitas kachim. Second, that the Chamina, Shechitas kachim, Shechita Ruya, it's considered Shechita Ruya. Daha, I nachar v'zarek dam lo mishter basar, because one tears open
a carbon and throws its stam in the mizbeach, its meat is not mutter for eating. Whereas one shechted an animal, a carbon, and throws its stam, the meat is going to be mutter. Therefore, we can say that the shechita of kachem is considered a shechita that is ruya, which is something which is fit. And that, Rav Shimkin says, kachem is subject to the law of osovias beno. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes and teaches us not the case, since it's in the case of kachem, the shechita itself does not immediately matter the meat. It's always considered shechita she'ena.
Now, we saw in the Mishnah that it said that when both the parent and the kid are kachim and they're shechted in the Azara, then the second one is going to get Malkus because it was over Osavis. But no, the Gemara wants to know why this is only the only thing which is going to get held responsible for. What do we add on to that? Vililki Nami Mishum Lav de Mechusar Zman. The issue of shechting a carbon that's lacking its time. It's got to be done at the right time. It says the time runs in a brisa. Minayin lechol hapsulin she bishor v'shebeseh shehu b'lo yeratzeh. Where do we learn out about animals that are all the psulim that of all the types of shor and seh, that is the cattle and the sheep, the goats, the one who brings them, it falls into the category, it's lo yiratz, it's not acceptable. If any of the five things that are usser of a, let's say, a mum, are done with an animal that's disqualified for some other reason, then he's over in an isser. Tamaloma v'shor v'seh seruv v'kolot. The pasuk says, an ox or a seh that has one limb longer than the other, or unsplit hooves, etc., it's not acceptable. Lo yiratzah for a vow. Limit al hapsulin shabashor v'shabaseh shehu b'lo yiratzah. That comes teaches that falls into the category of lo yiratzah. It's not acceptable. What's this talking about? We know that the Torah doesn't explicitly ask or shechting a carbon that it's mechusar zman, that didn't yet reach its time. It says that if a mechusar zman is brought, then it's not lo yiratzeh, it's not a good carbon. As a general issur, can bring any carbon that's been disqualified for whatever reason for its psul. Not only bringing it up on the mizbeach, but even the shechita is aser. So somebody who shechs a mechusar zman for the sake of a carbon, you should get malchus for this issur, besides the malchus it gets for osavis. But no, that's what we're trying to figure out over here. Kikacha shuv, and for the Gemara, when the Mishnah lists the malchus that are got, lav dosav es beno. We're only talking about the malchus of osav yes beno. Lav duchroy lokachashiv. It just wasn't talking about other ones. Doesn't mean there can't be any other ones. Just wasn't discussing it. Velo, really, it's not talking about other things. Vaha, kachem b'chutz. But what about the case of osav yes beno? We speak about kachem that are done outside. De lav nuchra aninu, which are Isurim that the malchus are got for extra things. V'kachashav, the Mishnah still counts them. The Gedani kachem b'chutz says the animal and the osavias beno are shecht in the sinner are both kachem and the shecht that outside the azara. Harish and chayav kar sushneim sofkan esarbayim bishlama sheini mishum delav dosavias beno. Harish and myself, why would the first one get malchus lav mishum delav shchut chutz? Isn't because of the isur of shchut chutz? And so we see the Mishnah does list extra type of isurim. So why isn't this one included as well? Of mechusar, of lo yiratzah, things that are not accepted. And for the Gemara, kol heichid alecha lav dosav esmeno, wherever there's no isser, osav esmeno, chashiv lav inuchoy. Then the Mishnah is going to deal with other isurim. Kol heichid deika lav dosav esmeno, whenever you have that, lo chashiv lav inuchoy, then it doesn't talk about other lavin. That's why I mentioned the idea of Mechusar Zman. That was another answer to this. We're going to, God willing, pick up with next time. But for now, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.